Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 20th of July, and here in Auroville, mostly cloudy morning on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts nice with intervals of clouds and sunshine, and over the night partly cloudy. Chance on precipitation on 25% and chance on thunderstorm on 13%. Temperatures from low 27 to high 38 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 15%. Tamil Nadu announced the worst drought in 140 years. Reservoirs are 81% down. In some areas of Auroville, such as Carriage, water table levels have been failing at a rate of 50 centimeters a month. So the Carriage upper aquifer is now empty, signaling the need of urgent action. Also, Auroville farms are struggling with the low water levels and many farms have reduced planting this season due to the water scarcity. The farm group is actively looking into this matter. Aquifers will likely not be replenished by the end of summer rains, which normally arrive in July, August. So this is likely situation we are facing until the main monsoon, which hopefully will arrive in mid-October. At a collective level, the water group is working with Auroville Water Service and Portus Water and all working groups to determine how best to address the situation. This includes identifying major waste users and directly addressing their consumption. Still, there are steps you can take at the individual level that aids in conservation. Individuals should begin to reduce water consumption now by using less and wasting less. And remember, even if you feel like your small efforts don't make a difference, they do. So those water tips, how to carefully use the water in the household and how to use it in our gardens. And definitely, Matrim and Deer should limit watering of lawns and your greenery. And guest houses should encourage guests to conserve water and reduce garden watering. Units should assess and act on ways to reduce water consumption and wastage. Construction sites should cover all concrete and cement structures that require curing with plastic sheets or gummy sacks to conserve moisture. Contractors should also ensure that no water wastage occurs on the construction site. And if you see a wastage of water within Auroville, please immediately notify the person responsible for that water, preferably face-to-face, with a follow-up email which includes a CC to the water group, watergroup@auroville.org.in. From Resident Assembly Service Team come a call for nomination for the new TTDC. Selection process dates on October 20th, 21st and 22nd. And they're saying that this year community will also select entirely new Town Development Council, Lavenir de Roville. You should get familiarized with the new TDC structure and terms of reference. Potential members and participants must attend all 3 days of the selection process. Participants and members can change their role at any time. Participants in the 3-day selection process can, at any point up to the last day of selection, step forward for nomination as working group member. And how we can nominate? Online nomination forms will be emailed to all residents currently subscribed to the Resident Assembly Service mailing list. And if you're not on that list and you would like to receive the form, you should email them at russervice@auroville.org.in. You can also nominate in person by visiting the Resident Assembly Service office to make your nomination. And the helpful staff will be on hand to assist you with the nomination process at the following times, Monday till Friday from 10 a.m. till 12 a.m. The deadline for nomination is Saturday, 5th of August. And you should make sure that those you nominate, including yourselves, have the necessary capacities for the work by reading the group's mandate online at these links: the new TDC structure with terms of reference, and working committee mandate, Auroville Council mandate, FNC mandate. Alternatively, you can pass by Resident Assembly Service Office for hard copies of the mandate. And special nomination help session. If you need help with making your nomination, the Resident Assembly Service will be available for special help session 10 a.m. midday on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And of course, if you need more information, you shouldn't hesitate to mail them at russervice@auroville.org.in, or you can also call them on 948-662-3749. Cat or Create Orville Together will be back in August. Meanwhile, we are invited to look online at some of the previous cats that were filmed by our image team and get inspired. We've been informed that Luciano, a good friend and an Italian brother, left his body in Italy at the age of 71 after a prolonged struggle with cancer and other complications. Somewhere in the mid-90s, Luciano joined the team in Annapurna and has worked with them ever since, taking care of the farm's daily deliveries of milk and cheese and transporting Thomas' daughter Usha to and from school in Orville and passionately studying Tamil in Orville's library in between. When he moved in 2011 to Orillization, Usha could join him in his flat for the further studies and will deeply miss her second father. Due to the illness, Luciano went back to Italy in 2014, where he was hospitalized and now passed away. Our love and sympathy go out to his family and Usha. On Wednesday, 26th of July, we are invited to Sustainable Livelihood Institute for our seed festival. There we will learn about traditional seeds and we can exchange or buy them from traditional seed collectors from Orville and Tamil Nadu. Mohanam presents Youth Talent Show, 10-minute show to your talents. This stage is waiting for you, singing, dances, music, youth voice, painting, sculpture. You are eligible to participate in two acts. The registration starts on 25th of July and ends on 5th of August 2017. And also there's an interesting invitation from ALOT, Orville Library of Things, for Saturday 22nd of July from 4 p.m. onwards, opposite of PTDC, where they are saying if you're bored of your old toys and games and they are maybe tucked away in boxes or under the bed only to be brought out, you can join them in celebrating abundance and generosity at Orville Library of Things. You should bring a toy or more to share and find something new to play with this Saturday. And they're saying let us reach into our homes, closets and shelves for toys that are not being used to their full capacity. Orville Film Festival 2017 is coming in December 16 to 23rd. To submit films into the three categories by Orovillians, about Orville and by students of Orville, you should go to their link. The deadline is 31st of July and after you register your films, you are requested to bring a copy or copies on a pen drive to their office in Charanga, the Orville Film Festival team, and they have a number you can call 262-3187. And here's an invitation from Alliance Francaise in Pondicherry, which will be hosting the European Union Film Festival 2017 from July 15 to 3rd of August. There will be 22 films from 22 different European Union member states and they're gonna be screened in their auditorium every other day in original version with English subtitles. They would be pleased to welcome the international and European community members of Orville to those screenings. The full program can be seen on Facebook event AUF Film Festival Pondicherry. And here are some announcements. At La Piscine are planning to conduct Lifeguard Lifesaver First Aid Training Program with certificate issued by LSS India. Rashtriya Life Saving Society India course organized by La Piscine team. And that course will be going on from 22nd to 25th of July between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And course fee is 7,000 rupees. And of course, it will be happening at La Piscine. On Sunday, 23rd of July, Solar Kitchen remain closed as they need to undergo a major repair of their underground water tank. But laterals will remain open. On Saturday, 29th of July, we will have a visit of Tibetan doctor at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. And he's coming on Friday, 28th for full day and Saturday, 29th for half a day. For appointment, you need to call Kazan on 262-2401 during offers timings. And from Water Group comes another water saving tip. To reconsider your taps, earlier they mentioned the purchase of aerated taps in order to save water. They challenge you to take it to the next level. A lot of water is wasted when shaving or washing dishes, simply because both of your hands are occupied. So try to install foot taps where you can, which helps you to control the flow of the water. Unfortunately, foot taps aren't readily available on the market, so you're encouraged to do it yourself. You can find a handy step-by-step guide to creating your own foot tap on www.wikihow.com. Make foot taps to conserve water. Mohanam invites us to the cleaning of the northern side of Oroville and cleaning the Alan Coupon Lake and Seed Bowl, a pre-monsoon activity. You would like to have some fun while making the world greener, a more environmentally friendly place. Make exploding balls of seeds that are both fun to throw and an easy way to grow native trees. The event is free and open to all age groups from 9 a.m. onwards at Mohanam Campus, Oroville, opposite of Imagination. And for more information, you should contact Anand on 915946-8946, or you can check it out on a Facebook, Mohanam Youth. You can mail them on mohanamprogram@oroville.org. And here's just the news from the planet itself. The Russian satellite Mayak was launched on July 14 from Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Some said it would become as bright as the brightest star in the sky. A team of young Russians led by Moscow State Mechanical Engineering University managed to raise more than $30,000 on Russian crowdfunding website Boomstarter in order to launch their own small satellite. The satellite is called Mayak, which means beacon in English. It's a cube asked, roughly size of a loaf of bread, and it's up there. It will be orbiting Earth about 370 miles or 600 kilometers high for the coming month. It's supposed to be very, very bright. The main objective of the project is to make cosmonautics and space research popular in Russia, as well as to make scientific and technical researchers attractive to youth. At Eco Film Club in Sedona Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Last Explorers, John Moore, made in 2011 and directed by Tim Nee. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight we can see French drama, France, made in France and Germany in 2016 and directed by François Ozon. On Saturday, international drama The Camera Store, made in USA in 2017, made by writer and director Scott Marshall Smith. On Sunday, Woody Allen Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m. Drama comedy Crimes and Misdemeanors, made in USA in 1989, and of course directed by Woody Allen. From the words of the Mother, Volume 13, we read: Lord, we are upon earth to accomplish thy work of transformation. It is our sole will, our sole preoccupation. Grant that it might be also our sole occupation, and that all our actions may help us towards this single goal. Thank you for listening to us. You can reach us on rvradio.org.